Bloomington normal bars and restaurants aren't the only ones happy that the college students are back in town. Local Uber and Lyft drivers rely on those students for their income, usually late night rides after a night of drinking. GLT's Ryan Denham talked with local Uber and Lyft drivers about what it's like to give rides to strangers.
Mike Quinn from Normal works a full-time job at Country Financial. But on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights, he's a regular on the local bar scene. He's a part-time Uber and Lyft driver, and those drunk riders are his top clientele. He's been driving with Uber for a couple of years, and recently added Lyft, too. He keeps both apps open until he gets a ride. Quinn, who has a new baby at home, says it's been a great part-time job.
I just wanted to make some extra money. It was a really, easy way to make money. I'd just basically sit in my car and drive from point to point. I don't have to get out of the car. I don't have to sit at a desk. I don't have to report to anybody. And when I don't want to work, I don't work. And when I want to work, I just open the app and work.
So is that kind of what made it a little more attractive than other part-time gigs you could do? I mean, delivering pizzas or what have you?
For sure. And the flexibility is really their drawing point, is that if you don't want to drive, then you don't have to. And there's nobody that's going to tell you you have to.
Initially just a big city amenity, Uber and Lyft are now regular features in the Bloomington Normal transportation economy. Uber has been operating locally since 2015, and its top competitor, Lyft, started serving the area earlier this year. While there are local riders who are not so tipsy, like corporate clients and people going to the mechanic, on the weekend it's mostly drunk college students.
It depends on what's going on. Say there's a football game, in the afternoon, then it can be really busy during the football game time or before and after the game. And then usually from about 8 o'clock until the bars close, I'm driving up and down Main Street from campus to Bloomington and then back the other way once the bars close.
A recent large survey by the blog and podcast The Rideshare Guy revealed some interesting statistics about Uber and Lyft and its drivers. Those drivers are contractors, and for Uber, they make, on average, $15.68 an hour. Lyft drivers make $2 more on average. Most drivers are older. More than three-quarters are older than age 40. There are around 350 Uber drivers locally, according to City of Bloomington records. It's unclear how many Lyft has. Uber and Lyft, by the way, did not return a request for comment on this story. Most drivers are doing it for the extra money, but not everyone. Local driver Matt Gray drives for his full-time job, at least until his other career as a musician really takes off. He's been driving for Uber around 9 months and Lyft for 3 weeks. He drives about 6 days a week, and for a guy who likes talking to people, it's a perfect fit.
Well, it is a lot of fun. I get to talk to a variety of different people, from corporate people who are coming into town to students, to just about anybody who will get in the car and set up a ride.
I gotta ask, is it weird, like having strangers getting into your car?
It was at first, and I had this hesitation before I even started it. I was like, so what kind of problems am I gonna see? And after a while, what I noticed was that everybody just needs to get where they need to go. And it turned out okay. So it isn't weird at all to me at this point.
How often do you drive on a weekly basis?
I drive regularly. I try to get out every day, if not, 6 days a week at least.
Are you usually doing the same time of day, or does it kind of bounce around week to week?
What I had been doing this past summer is working mainly days. And then now that the students are back, I'm going to be working as days during the week and then nights on the weekends, which are quite lucrative.
Yeah, I was going to ask. I wondered how the flow of things changed when college students were in town versus out of town.
When the students aren't here, there is still business on a more local and corporate basis. People getting to and from work or locals going to the bars and such. When the students are here, it's just really, really used a lot.
Gray doesn't even mind making small talk with drunk college students because what they're really doing to him is not getting behind the wheel while intoxicated.
From a personal standpoint and motivation, I had a friend of mine, a really good friend of mine, who was killed in a drunk driver accident. He wasn't driving drunk. He was hit by a drunk driver in the morning. And so for me, every time that I get out there, especially at night and getting the students around, I think about that. And I think that I'm hoping that I help in some way, shape, or form to get these kids home safely.
Not every ride involves the bars. For Mike Quinn, the part-time driver, one of his most memorable rides was long distance.
I did have a ride from Bloomington to Chicago one night, like at 1 in the morning. A gentleman in Chicago asked for an Uber in Bloomington because his girlfriend was here and he wanted her to come up, and so he ordered an Uber from Bloomington to downtown Chicago. It cost him about $250, and I made about $180 or so out of that. So,
and what happens when you get there? You just turn right back around?
Yeah, I just turned around and drove home by myself in the middle of the night. So, but that's, you know, I still made $180 driving to Chicago and back, which not many people can say they do.
Not everyone is happy to see Uber and Lyft grow their footprint here in Bloomington Normal. Aaron Halliday is owner of Checker Cab in Bloomington. A couple of years ago, he had a few dozen vehicles on the road each weekend, but now with Uber and Lyft grabbing so much of his business, he's cut a few drivers from each shift every day.
Let's just say Uber/Lyft has probably taken about 20% of my business away from me. Some of that's good, some of it's bad. It's bad because of the bottom line, but it's made me run a more lean operation. I don't have those 15 cars sitting in the parking lot during the week that I was paying insurance on not being used. So my insurance went down, obviously. We are in the process of changing dispatch software program to where we will have our own branded app that will allow, basically have the same features as Uber has. So that's something that is new. We hope to have that next month.
And that's not all Halliday is doing to adapt to changing times. He recently installed a podcast studio, and this fall will be launching the taxi industry's first trade podcast. The plan is to sell sponsorships on his podcast and a related website to supplement his income, the income he's lost to Uber and Lyft. The city of Bloomington is responsible for regulating transportation network companies, or TNCs, like Uber and Lyft for itself and the town of Normal next door. Halliday says the city has tried to make it as level a playing field as possible, though Uber has more money to try to influence policymakers. George Boyle with the city's legal department explains the difference between how taxi cabs are regulated versus Uber and Lyft.
With regard to the taxis, there, the city is a little bit more hands-on in terms of the regulation of the drivers, in terms of we license the drivers specifically, as opposed to just the company hiring the driver. And we look more into the background checks and do a little bit more hands-on inspections of the vehicles. In the case of the transportation network companies, they do a lot of those functions, and our regulation is more of them, of the companies themselves, to have a regulatory framework to see if those things are being done.
Rules and regulations aside, full-time driver Matt Gray has become sort of like a bartender, an expert on the job conversationalist. But instead of getting them drunk, he's getting them home safe.
I really like to talk with the riders. You know, I like to find out what they're up to. You know, if they're students, I like to ask, you know, what are you studying? What are your goals? You know, that kind of thing. And it's a really fun conversation. I think they really enjoy the conversation. It's almost like interviewing people every day, you know. I do like talking with people. It's just my general mindset of interest in others and what they like to do and where they're headed.
I'm Ryan Denham.
According to that survey from the Rideshare Guy podcast, most drivers sign up with Uber and Lyft to make extra money. The other top reasons: they need a more flexible job, got fired or laid off from their last job, or just want to try it out or pass the time. It's Sound Ideas.